Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. June is National Safety Month, and Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples has some safety tips for those working outside in this blistering Texas heat.
Well, we know summers are hot in Texas. The CDC reports excessive heat is responsible for about 400 deaths in the United States each year. During recent Texas summers, triple-digit days seem to be the norm. And the more our dry conditions persist, the likelihood of excessively hot days increases. So if you work outside, familiarize yourself with the signs of heat stroke, heat exhaustion, heat cramps, and heat rash.
So what are the symptoms?
Heat stroke is the most serious, and symptoms include high body temperature, red, hot, and dry skin, little to no sweat, rapid pulse, headache, dizziness, and nausea. If you experience any of these symptoms, seek help from emergency medical personnel and move to a cool place. But in extreme heat, you know, just everyone is really at risk.
Yeah, and you know, farmers and ranchers have to work outside, so what can they do?
Well, I think timing is the important thing here. We used to haul hay at night when the moon was full and there were no clouds, because that was the coolest time, and we did it obviously before the dew rose. So limiting activities to morning or evening, particularly those that require more exertion. Take frequent breaks in air-conditioned areas and shady, cooler areas. When out in direct sun, wear your cowboy hat. The brim is wide for a reason.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.